Honestly, with me for Wellness Wednesday is my dear, lovely, amazing, cholesterol-free, happy Izelle Hoffman. Hello, my friend.
Hello, Danny, dearest. How are you doing this fabulous Wednesday? It's a little bit overcast today, and I'm not sure why you say I'm cholesterol-free. I mean, cholesterol doesn't even function or focus or is even on my radar, but thank you so much for mentioning that. We're not talking about cholesterol today. We can definitely at some other stage. But we're talking pudding today, my friend, because when the weather looks like that, you need to stuff your face with something beautiful and scrumptious and delicious. And maybe it also will bring you a little bit of love and a smile on your face.
Well, that's actually what I wanted to talk about. But I do want to talk about cholesterol. So I'm making a note about this to ask you about this next time. But I want to talk about happiness because I look at you and you always seem so happy and life is good. And I know that it's not always because everyone has ups and everyone has downs and everyone has bad days and good days and everything. But I want to know from you because a lot of people that I'm speaking to at the moment, with it being almost pretty much halfway through November, we're nearly there. The year is kind of winding down. A lot of people feel like they haven't hit the goals that they set themselves purely because of the way the world is at the moment. It's no fault of their own. You know, the travel goals, the work goals, all the goals that they went into this year thinking this was going to be a different year from last year. And I think a lot of people are feeling very unhappy, and I feel it. I can feel it in the energy around me. And I wanted to know, what does Izelle Hoffman do when she's feeling low, when she's feeling like it's not working out, or maybe she could have done better, or just sad in general? What do you do?
Sure, my friend, where to begin? I've got all kinds of forms of remedies and treatments. So for me, often, you know, when I start feeling, yes, for instance, sad or depressed or negative towards, you know, or frustrated, let's actually use frustrated as well. For me, it's always about, okay, take a deep breath and ask yourself, but why are you feeling like that? Because there is always a reason for everything, first of all. And remember, the glass is always half. So often when I catch myself in a situation where I look at something and I see the glass is half empty, I'm like, hold on a second, but what if I saw the glass as half full? And whenever you force yourself to flip the situation over to the other side, all of a sudden the solutions come, and all of a sudden you understand that there's always a reason for everything that happens in life. You know, if life was always just on a straight line, no ups and downs. I mean, look at the monitor in a hospital. When the line is straight, it means the person is dead. So when the line goes up and down, that means that person is alive, and life needs to go down so that you can appreciate the ups. And, you know, you need to have problems in your life that causes frustrations and stress, because that's what builds strength and character. You know, let's just use a gym workout, for example. I mean, if you're only going to be training arms with a 2 kg weight, you're never going to build the shoulders and the biceps and the triceps and everything else that you are looking for, because you're not putting enough resistance on the muscle. And that's what life is. If you want the results and the goals you're working for, you can't be upset for the work you have not put in. So, you know, also always be very straightforward and honest with yourself, because we tend to lie to ourselves too. We're like, oh, I didn't reach these goals, but did you really put in the work and the effort and the amount of time needed in order to achieve that goals? And I'm not talking about traveling goals here, because I know you did mention travel. So let's just take that off the charts here for a second, because there's a lot of reasons why people couldn't travel, and that was because of COVID, or because, you know, they haven't been fully vaccinated yet, or whatever the reason might be. So let's not talk about that one. But it's just, you know, from a health perspective, from a mental perspective, yes, I also get my down days. I mean, this morning I woke up and I was very uncomfortable and sore, and I felt like, oh, but what if I just skip my gym workout for today? No one is going to know. I mean, I can even tell Danny on air I did go for my gym workout and I didn't. But, you know, I did end up going, because I said to myself, the workouts you don't feel like doing is usually the ones you need most. And I'm sitting here and I'm feeling so much better, and I'm full of energy, and I'm ready for the day. Where 5 o'clock this morning when I woke up, I did not feel like that. So sometimes you also have to be hard on yourself and work on your mindset, because I'm very strict on myself in the sense of, yes, I'm also human. I get those moments where I feel low and sad and don't feel like doing something, but it's mind over matter always. And if you can always just remind yourself that glass is half, and as soon as you catch yourself, you know, thinking, but the glass is half empty, flip it over and then ask yourself, but what is the good that's going to come from this? What am I supposed to learn from this? What am I supposed to still do in order to get to where I need to get to? And all of a sudden, you're going to have the answers right in front of you. But also very often, I like to stuff my face with something sweet when I feel sorry for myself. But again, mind over matter there, because if it's not healthy, if it's not mindful, if it's not something I've baked or, you know, looked at the ingredients, and I love calling it my Isella-proof products, or baked goods, desserts, biscuits, and things like that, then I actually don't do it. So then I put that time and effort in buying ingredients and going home and making or baking whatever I feel like indulging in myself, because then again, that's where self-love comes in, because self-care and self-love is so important, my friend. If you feel low and you feel like the world and how everything is spinning is becoming or getting the best of you, then go back to the drawing board. Just reset, take a few minutes and do what you need to do in order to be the healthiest and best version of yourself. Because if you are, you're going to be able to tackle all these problems that you think are so big in your mind with ease, and you're going to resolve them step by step. Rome wasn't built in a day. In order to, you know, finish a race, you need to start. Yeah. And you can't just jump from the start to the end. You need to have all those little steps in between. So start taking the necessary steps in order to get to the results that you are looking for.
You know, Izelle, I just also want to touch on something that I thought of when you were talking about when you reach for something. And I think a lot of us, myself included, I am 100% guilty until quite recently. If there was a sad day, a bad day, a happy day, I think a lot of us are reaching for a glass or a bottle, if we're honest with ourselves, because we were being honest today, of wine or a gin, which is obviously going to be a double, while we're cooking dinner, while we're whatevering to unwind. And I recently did a long podcast with someone, it's coming out in January, around alcohol and how that affects your neurological situation, right? And how it affects actually on a chemical level, the chemicals in your brain. And so for that minute, right, when you get home and you've had a hard day, or when you're in at home and you're working from home and you've had a hard day, and like Izelle says, she reaches for the pudding, I reach for the wine or the vodka, and you reach for the wine or the vodka, what it does is it immediately spikes your dopamine. So immediately you're getting a hit. But alcohol essentially is a depressive. So for that time that you are buzzed or tipsy or happy, even if you have one glass, for that time, it's working, because it's an antidepressant and it spikes your dopamine. But as soon as that alcohol, I think it methylizes in your liver. And as soon as that starts, you drop, and all the serotonin and all the dopamine drops, and you're actually worse off from that point on than you were before you had the glass of wine. So I think that we should start reaching for an Isella-approved caramel date pudding over a glass of something, to be very honest with you. I feel like that serves us better.
Yes, my friend, but also I often hear people say to me, but Izelle, no one is as strict as you. You know, when you feel down and low, I'm not saying today don't have the wine. I'm just saying, you know, have the wine, but pair it with something that's also good for the body, because by default, you're going to have less of the wine, but also, you know, you're going to have that feel good, I love myself hug in your tummy. Because I always say, when you cook with love and intent, that plate of food or that bowl of dessert or that six muffins you might stuff your face with, you know, you've made it with love and intent, and it gives you the same sort of warm, fuzzy feeling on the tummy as a hug. And that's why I love cooking for, you know, for less fortunate people, for old people, especially over Christmas time and Easter time and things like that, because that's my way of, you know, sharing and caring and, you know, show that, you know, everyone matters. And people, so often you might feel like you don't matter. What you do doesn't matter. You might be feeling you're working so hard and your boss doesn't even see what you are doing. Every single thing that you do on the daily matters. You matter to someone, and never ever feel like you don't. And sometimes you also have to matter to yourself. And I think that's what people forget about. We so quickly can feel like no one cares, or we're so unhappy because no one else is recognizing what we are doing. And that's why I started this conversation by saying, you know, I could have stayed in bed this morning, but because I thought to myself, no one would know if I'm not going to gym today. But I would, because I'm the one sitting with the side effects of not going to gym and doing what needs to be done in order to feel better. So yes, I fully agree with you. Next time when you're having that low moment, spoil yourself with something that's mindfully been put together, and cook and make or bake it for yourself. And just invest that little bit of time and effort in your own health. And if it pays well with wine, by all means, have your glass of wine. But it's just start with the necessary steps first.
Okay, so today we're talking about those necessary steps. And one of the necessary steps is downloading, purchasing and downloading Izelle Hoffman's ebook, Mindful Eating. Going to page 75 in the I Love Me chapter and getting the ingredients that you need for this caramel date pudding in this weather. I mean, Izelle's going to say no to the custard, because it already comes with sauce. I'm like, if you're already eating this good, I don't feel like it's that bad. But Izelle, talk to me about your pudding.
So, ladies and gents, there Danny just put a Danny Painter-approved twist on my delicious recipe. So caramel date pudding, this is one of my ultimate favorites. Trust me, if you have the first portion or serving, you're definitely going to go back for the second one, because you're going to keep telling yourself this is too good to be healthy because it's so absolutely divine. And then you get to have that second portion because it is healthy, right? It's just all loaded with good quality ingredients. And we're going to run through the ingredients, Danny, just very quickly, so people can understand. It's mind over matter, first of all, just because it says caramel date pudding and the phenomenal photo looks really the part, but it tastes even better. Once you understand what the ingredients are, you're actually going to have a little bit of a giggle and then stop at the closest grocery store on your, you know, maybe on your way to work tomorrow or on your way back home. But yeah, the base for this recipe is 2 cans of chickpeas that I always drain and rinse, and then I pulp them. We're going to sweeten it with beautiful raw honey. People always be on the lookout for a good quality honey. I love cooking and baking with blue gum. I just find, especially for this recipe, it's almost a must if you can get hold of that. We're going to, you know, butter it up a little bit with some almond butter and some vanilla and caramel essence. We always need to neutralize acidity levels, but all baked goods always need a teaspoon of bicarb of soda. It's a beautiful base alkaline powder. Then, yes, we need to add that little bit of love called cinnamon. So we're going to add a teaspoon of cinnamon in there. And then let's talk about the caramel. Now, I'm such a fan of dates. A lot of people is like, but dates are so sweet and this and that. But people growing up with congenital hip dysplasia and always had joint problems, dates was sort of sweet to me from a young age, in the sense of, you know, it actually keeps your bones healthy and prevent conditions such as things like your osteoporosis and stuff like that. So for me, it's always been one of the first options to reach out to something like, if I feel like something sweet and there's something in the cupboard, oh, beautiful roasted or salted almond inside a date is just so divine. But for this recipe, we're going to only use 100 grams of pitta dates. But, you know, dates is also loaded with fiber. Remember, if your gut is happy, you are happy. So feed your gut while you're feeding yourself, and then you and your gut get to be happy all at the same time. And then this whole recipe only makes use of 2 eggs that we're going to mix into all of that. And now, but wait, there's more. Let's talk about the sauce quickly, because this sauce is really a showstopper, Danny. And you can always make extra sauce as well. Keep it in a jar or an airtight container in the fridge. And I don't want to say pour it over ice cream, because then it defeats the purpose. But this recipe is so divine over vanilla ice cream or something like that. And that's why I say you're going to have to then I know you're going to make it with the custard on the side, but then you might as well keep a little bit of extra sauce then for the ice cream too. But yes, it's almond butter, raw honey, caramel essence, unsweetened almond milk, chopped dates, and a pinch of salt. And then you can top it with whatever you feel like. I do believe you eat and feast with your eyes. So how you garnish and finish off baked goods is so important. You don't just want a bowl that looks all brown with the sticky sauce on top. You want to make it beautiful so that every scoop that you take out of that bowl into your small ramekin or whatever you're serving it up, it might be a side plate, looks absolutely scrumptious and perfect and so divine. So yes, this really is a showstopper recipe, and for a festive twist, because we are slowly but surely moving into Christmas, even though I know you're not ready for it just yet. I just heard you the other day on air, you were saying you're not ready for Christmas yet, but you can add 100 grams of cranberries to this recipe. It's absolutely phenomenal. It tastes so divine. It looks festive because think of the color of cranberries, but people just be on the lookout. A lot of cranberries on the shelf actually has got a lot of sugar that's added to them, especially on the outside. So be on the lookout for the ones that is sweetened with pineapple juice. Those are the ones that I do prefer to make use of, because at the end of the day, why make the effort to bake a healthy dessert if you can pretty much ruin it by adding dried fruit to it that's got added sugar? It almost defeats the whole purpose. So again, people, start reading labels and start investing time in your health, because it is the best investment that you will ever make. But this recipe, yeah, it's never lasted more than 3 days in my fridge. It doesn't matter what size I bake it. So sharing is caring, and this just goes so well as a dessert after lunch, just as a I feel sorry for myself and I need some self-care and an extra little bit of love in a bowl situation. This is phenomenal for that as well. And that's why it is in the chapter I Love Me. And this chapter, you know, I put all these recipes in this chapter specifically because it's the kind of recipes that really just hits home for me and gives me that fuzzy, I love myself sort of feeling on the tummy. So I really want any and everyone to feel like that as well. And that's the reason we're sharing this recipe today.
And you can have the recipe. All you need to do is go to the article, jackarandafm.com, click on my show tab, Love Songs with Danny Painter. And in all of Izelle's articles that we write up, all of them have a link to buy her ebook. It's called Mindful Eating, 78 Recipes to Cook Your Way to Better Health. And she doesn't only write cookbooks and cook amazing things. She also does a lot on her socials. So follow her at Izelle Hoffman on Instagram and Twitter, and Izelle Hoffman Mindful Chef on Facebook. What are you up to this week, my friend?
Well, my friend, this week is all downhill. I mean, Wednesday is not called Little Friday for no reason. Got lots of events and things happening now that people's allowed to have functions and things again. Diary filled up so quickly, so I'm not complaining. I'm sure you're sitting with the same problem / blessing on your side. But yeah, on Saturday, I'm talking and cooking live with CDE. That's the Cardiovascular Diabetic Educational Board. So talking to a whole lot of very clever people there and showing them a bit more insight into my kitchen. And we'll be making a beautiful cannellini bean salad with a chili lime dressing. So yes, I'm associating myself with very clever, well-educated people this weekend, Danny. So I'm going to say I'm quite sophisticated.
I'm ready. If you want to follow Izelle, all of the links to everything will be in the article on jackarandafm.com. My friend, I will see you next week, same time, same place, for another Wellness Wednesday.
Have a blessed and happy Wednesday, Danny. Go buy these ingredients and send me photos. Lots of love.